Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When you are only 5 feet three and someone who is 6 feet seven towers over you, you quickly learn what intimidation is, especially when the giant leans over you and threatens you. We'd much prefer enemies about our size, giving us an equal chance, but of course, life is not always fair. Sometimes the problems of life, the difficulties and challenges you face, are no less foreboding than the giants whose strength and height make you feel like a midget, and they are certainly no less intimidating. When David faced his giant Goliath, he had three options. 1, turn and run. 2, be intimidated by the giant. Or 3, confront the giant and defeat him with God's help. So is it with the giant problems that confront us today. Broken homes and hearts, financial problems that challenge your existence, difficulties with people who are like sandpaper, and health problems that just don't go away. Some turn and run away from their problems, only compounding them. Others live with the giant towering over them, intimidating them, making them his slave. A few confront the giant, and they win. That's what this program is about. Conquering the giants in your life, utilizing the weapons of spiritual warfare that God provides, and finding his strength to defeat your giant. Before we get started, please allow me to refresh your memory of the challenge confronting God's people when they left Egypt and started for the land of milk and honey, because there are parallels to what confronts us today. Having seen the mighty hand of God in deliverance from Egypt, and seen God's great power as the waters of the Red Sea parted, allowing them to cross through dry shod, but engulfing the Egyptian army, they fully expected that taking Canaan would be another series of miraculous events, a kind of cakewalk as we would describe it. They were dead wrong. Moses, not completely certain what lay ahead, decided to do some reconnaissance, send out 12 men to spy out the land. These 12 went into the land, and they walked from north to south, east to west. They assessed the situation, the numbers of the enemy, their strength, the geography, how productive was the land. All 12 saw the same thing, and what they saw frightened most of them. "There are giants in the land, descendants of Anak," they said. 10 of those men wanted to quit, right there on the spot, give up and go back to bondage in Egypt. 2 of those men, Joshua and Caleb, said, "It's true, there are giants in the land, but God will surely give it to us." They wanted to immediately confront their enemies. In assessing the situation, Joshua made a fascinating statement. He said, "Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Don't fear them." The enemies, he said, are bread for us. The word he used was generally used for wheat or grain, which had been ground and made into a loaf. The same word was used for the showbread in the tabernacle. He is really saying that these giants whom you fear will be ground like wheat, becoming, yes, bread, nourishment for you. You will thrive on them, seeing what God does. And like the nourishment you get from a good loaf of multigrain bread, they will feed your faith and make you strong. Friend, that's the way it can be with the giants in your life. Yes, of course, you would prefer not to have to take them on, but remember, without bread you die. And unless you take on the giants in your life, you will never know God is bigger than your problem.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.